turn away. And you turn, and he gives you a new heart and a new mind, and you shed the world, and you fully obey the scriptures. You don't compromise and sin with people who sin.
You read
the scriptures, and you separate. And if you gave me the name of that religious body, I could test it and see if there's sin. Because if there is sin, you need to forsake that and just stay in the scriptures.
I lean my faith on God every day.
But it has to align with the scriptures. If it doesn't align with the scriptures, then it's not biblical.
You just read God's
and then your
word
worship is in vain. And then you have to obey it and apply it.
I don't go every week.
Well, no, that's fine. I'm just encouraging you because you seem you have something within you. I'm encouraging you, take a break from all that for a while and dig in the scriptures, read it, and obey it.
I haven't been to where I go for a little bit now.
Uh-huh.
I am sitting on the couch reading God's word.
Awesome. Awesome, because we haven't met one non-denominational church that doesn't have sin
in it. And I don't like to follow. I'm a loner. I don't like to follow what everybody does. So for me, I like to just be.
That's exactly right.
Different and unique.
As long as it's biblical.
And I don't want to be, but I don't. I know what's clean and pure.
It's clean and pure if it lines up with God's word, because
Matthew 4:4
will live out of every word of the mouth of God.
If you read God's word every day and you pray to God, there's only one God. Unless you have idols or something. If you pray to God every day and you read God's word every day, that's all.
And obey it. You have to obey it.
Well,
Ten read it and obey
thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not do all
and all the commands in the New Testament as well.
And it just hurts you as well, too. It hurts adultery, all of that stuff. I know.
Right.
That's the
and there are more commands in the New Testament as well, like I told you. About the body of Christ, it's not in these buildings out here.
A building is just a building.
It creates a Sunday mindset. Okay, we haven't found a building full of people that are biblical or willing to be. They all sit in sin. They all compromise on God's word. We haven't found one that lines up with God's word yet. If we found one, we would be their best workers. We'd be out there helping them. We have not found one building yet that has a group of people in there who are willing to forsake all sin and follow God's word. So I'm just warning you out there, if anybody has any sins that they won't forsake, you're supposed to break fellowship with them and not have association with them.
I don't really fellowship at all. I just go and worship.
But that is fellowshipping. If you sit and pray next to a Seventh-day or a Catholic or evangelical, any of them, name it, Mennonite, Amish, they're just as spiritually dead as the rest of the denominations out there. If you sit and worship the God that they worship, you're worshiping with them. You might think you're worshiping yours, they're worshiping theirs, whatever it is, because it doesn't line up with God's word. You're in fellowship, you're in spiritual union with them, and that's called spiritual harlotry. You don't want to be in that.
I understand that, but I'm not here to,
I'm just trying to encourage you.
All sorts of people, all sorts of God.
There is going to be a lot of people in hell and very few in heaven. Jesus said, few. If the righteous are scarcely saved, what of the ungodly? And Jesus said, will there be any faith left on earth as that love will wax cold? So we're out here calling 98% of the people we run into claim Christ, but they refuse to give up everything to follow after him in full obedience. And that's what I'm trying to, and I encourage
that.
I don't want,
a lot of people don't want me judged though. God is my judge of the land.
Oh, we judge people by the word of God. It says it. Matthew 7, we are to judge people's fruit. Definitely.
And
especially those who claim Christian.
I do understand that, but on a human being level, there's, I'm a human being, so are you.
All right, it's called flesh though. We're supposed to, Romans 8 says, kill the flesh. And if you're truly born again, and I'm born again, I would say, examine me and test me. Make sure there's no sin in me that you see. And I'll forsake it. And I'll do that with you, too.
I'm not a person going to name off all scripture to you and stuff and be a Bible scholar. I know what I got in here, though.
Oh, if you have scriptures, feel free to share it. Because that's what we should do.
What I'm saying is I'm not a Bible scholar to name off memory verses.
Oh, okay.